pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Champs. Run your own March Madness pool and enter Champs' free bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs to enter today. And finally, we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. And you can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. You can also follow my other X account. That is where I post my sporting opinions. That's where I post free plays. And that is also, most significantly, where I post my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet. And my spreadsheets accumulate to 129 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit. I've had losing days, I've even had losing weeks, but I've never ever lost over that 30 to 31 day period. 129 months in a row of transparent and track profit. The pin tweet on that X account is always the P&L from the previous month. Now, this P&L, it tracks the ultimate pack at Lock Betting. So that's all of the plays. The all sports pack has been profitable for 129 straight months. And the pin tweet is the P&L for the previous month. Instead of scrolling down the X account to find all the other spreadsheets, have a look over at lockbetting.com where they're all posted. And that's where you can also sign up to get my additional plays. If you have any questions about any of this, then shoot me a DM at my X account at LockBangX. That's at LockBangX. My DMs are open. But as I said, I encourage you to actually look at the spreadsheets. Do that due diligence, because one of the things you'll notice when you look through my spreadsheets is that I manage a bankroll sensibly. We don't chase plays. If we lose a play, we don't double the stake or triple the stake. You won't find 5-unit, 10-unit, 20-unit plays there. They won't be disguised as 5-star plays, 10-star plays, 20-star plays, or whale plays, or max plays, or a play of the week, month, century, or lifetime. None of that nonsense, none of that monopoly money garbage that these cappers on X are giving out, because they are not really betting and therefore they are not really winning, and they certainly aren't tracked and transparent like we are. Every single spreadsheet is verified by the existing members. So let's move on with this edition of Scommessa Italia, coming to you here on Saturday, because we are only covering the games that are going down on Sunday. It wasn't very much to cover today. Nothing interesting, nothing really of significance when we're looking at the top half of the Serie A table and particularly those Champions League positions. But there is lots to sink our teeth into on Sunday. So we begin with the game between Juventus and Genoa, where Juve are the 1-2 favourites. It's 16-5 on the draw and it's 13-2 here on Genoa. It was unthinkable a few weeks ago when we had somewhat of a title race between Juve and Inter that Juve would actually slip down to third place in the table. But coming into this match day 29, that's where Juve are, off the back of them winning one of their last six and AC Milan winning four of their last six games. So as we come into the match day, Juve are a point behind Milan and effectively, the title race is over, with Inter Milan starting this weekend 16 points ahead of their Milan rivals, AC Milan. So suddenly, Juve could be pegged back into a Champions League conversation. It's not likely because Roma are 10 points behind Juve, but they have been clawed back by the chasing pack every single week recently because they've had a poor run of results. So Juve do need to get something going here at some point, but I can't really take them here because of the way that they have played. Until I see something different, I can't take Juve in this spot, particularly at this price of 1-2 minus 200. So instead, I'm looking for an alternative play, and I've actually landed on both teams to score, which is a 6-4 plus 150 selection. And that doesn't make any sense when you look at the data, where both teams have scored in 8 of the last 10 meetings between these two teams. So in 80% of the meetings, both teams have scored. In 80% of the last 10 meetings, both teams have scored. Yet it's a 6-4 plus 150 play. That is a trend that's likely to continue, in my opinion, with the hosts coming into this one failing to keep a clean sheet in each of their last 7 matches, with BTTS cashing in 4 of those, whilst Genoa, they come into this one without a clean sheet in 4 of their last 5. So strong data for the selection. Both these teams coming into this game are not keeping clean sheets. And historically, this is a fixture that has seen both teams score 80% of the time in the last 10 games. This shouldn't really be a 6-4 plus 150 selection. You would argue that this probably should even be a plus money selection at all. So we're going to take a punt on it here. We're going to take BTTS in this game between Juve and Genoa. And we get it at the surprising price of 6-4 plus 150 here for this one. Up next, we move on to tomorrow's only 2 o'clock kickoff, as second place AC Milan travel to Verona. Milan are the 4-6 favourites. It's 3-1 on the draw and it's 17-4 here on Verona. The relegation race in Italy is very interesting and Verona are in it. But if you look at Lecce in 13th position, they're on 28 points. They are only 4 points outside of the relegation zone, and only 5 points separates Lecce in 28th and Sassuolo in 19th position in the table. So I would say Genoa in 12th position on 33 points are safe, and I would say Salernitana with just 14 points are down because they are abysmal. But anybody from Sassuolo in 19th on 23 points to Lecce in 13th on 28 points could go down from Serie A this season. So it's very, very important to pick up points. And you would argue for that reason, this is a much more important game for Verona than it is for AC Milan. And AC Milan, they are just coming off a trip in the Europa League to Prague. Therefore, this could be a situation where Verona could pick up a surprise point or maybe even a win here in this one. I'm going to take Verona to avoid any kind of significant defeat here as my selection for this game. I'm going to take Verona with a one-goal start in the Asian handicap market. Now, this isn't Verona plus 1.5. This isn't also a Verona on the double chance market to avoid a defeat. This is in between those two selections. This is Verona plus 1. If AC Milan win this game, but they only win it by a single goal, this is a push. If AC Milan win this game by 2 goals or more, it's a loss. But if Verona can avoid a defeat here, then it is a winning selection. So you're protected if Milan win by 1. You lose your money if Milan win by 2 or more. And you cash if Verona manage to avoid a defeat. And this is a selection that's available at the price of 3-4. So that returns you £175 from a £100 stake. Verona plus 1 will be my selection here for this one, as I do think this is a bad spot for AC Milan. They're comfortably in the Champions League places. I don't think it's massively important to finish second. And they may have a little bit of a hangover from their trip to Prague, where they actually played very well. They destroyed Prague away from home. So I do think this will be a little bit of a letdown spot against a Verona team who are a lot more desperate for the points, in my opinion, than AC Milan are here in this one. Before we move on with the other games on Sunday, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. You can download Cut today in the App Store or over at cut.com. That's Cut with a K, K-U-T-T, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy, where you can sign up today with the promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or visit them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Champs. Champs is hosting a free March Madness bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Plus, if you host your own March Madness pool on Champs, you'll get an extra free entry into the bracket contest. Now, enter early because tiebreakers are determined by who enters first. So make sure you register now and do not miss out. To get involved, head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Moving on with the rest of the Sunday slate, we next go to the 5 o'clock kickoff. 2 5 o'clock games actually here. The first one features Atalanta at home to Fiorentina. Atalanta looking to bounce back after some poor results at the price of 10 to 11 on the money line. It's 11 to 4 on the draw, and it's 16 to 5 here on Fiorentina. A few weeks ago, we took Atalanta as a lock at home to Bologna off the back of Atalanta winning 8 home games in a row. If they won that game, they would have leapfrogged Bologna and gone into fourth position. They go into this game 7 points behind Bologna, although they do have a game in hand. But most significantly, they lost that game against Bologna, and now they come into this game slightly out of form. They did bounce back in midweek, winning the Europa League game against Sporting Lisbon, and that 2-1 win meant that they qualified. And I look for Atalanta to get back on track here and win again here in this one. However, I do believe that taking BTTS may be a safer way to go. I'm torn between the two selections. They're both available at around the same price. But I just believe that both teams will score here and it will be less sweaty than taking Atalanta to win this game. Neither of these two teams keep clean sheets. Atalanta have only managed 2 in their last 9, while Fiorentina, they've only kept 1 in their last 9. In both cases, 7 of those outings have seen BTTS cash. So for me, that has to be the play. I'm going to take both teams to score at the price of 4-5 minus 125. I do like Atalanta to win this game. I think for Fiorentina, qualifying for one of the European competitions they really want to play in, I'm talking about the Champions League or the Europa League, is probably out of the window via their league position, although they could still qualify for the Europa League by winning the Europa Conference League, where their main competition comes in the form of Aston Villa. But here, I think Atalanta are the more desperate side. They still have realistic hopes of getting into those Champions League places. This is their game in hand because Bologna have already played and won again. But they can reduce the gap back down to 4 points by winning this game at home. But as I said, BTTS is my play here at the price of 4-5 minus 125. Up next, we look at a team who are well in the Champions League conversation after a great run of form since De Rossi took over from Mourinho. We're talking about AS Roma, and the opposite could be said about their opponent, Sassuolo. That's why Roma are worse than minus 200 to win this game. They're priced up at 4-9. It's 19-5 on the draw, and it's 13-2 here on Sassuolo. Can't see past anything other than a Roma win. I think Roma are a solid parlay piece this weekend. They come into this one having won 9 of their last 11 home Serie A matches with at least 3 goals in 7. While Sassuolo, they have lost their last 6 away league games without scoring in 5. So if you want to tack on the over 2.5 goals to this one, it's probably likely that Roma are going to be scoring a vast majority of the goals. Roma actually averaged 2.5 goals per game in the last 10 at the Stadio Olimpico in Serie A. And they go up against a Sassuolo side that failed to score in 5 of the last 6 away games and have shipped an average of 2.5 goals in their last 7. This should be a very, very comfortable evening for Roma. If you want to get away from that 4-9 line, you can tack on over 1.5 goals in this game. Obviously, I think that Roma can score a couple of goals against this Sassuolo team, who are definitely moving in the wrong direction. That's why they are sitting in 19th spot at the moment. I see nothing improving here. I'm going to take Roma with over 1.5 goals tacked on to get us away from 4-9 and instead give us the price of 4-6 minus 150 here for this one. Your final game is the game of the weekend. It's the champions-to-be Inter Milan going up against last season's champions Napoli, where Inter Milan are the strong favourites here at the price of 8-13. It's 10-3 on the draw, and it's 9-2 here on Napoli. Both of these teams entered midweek with their ties in the balance. Napoli were level 1-1 with Barcelona, and Inter Milan were 1-0 up going to the Wander against Atletico Madrid. Well, both of them are now out of the Champions League, and I believe Inter Milan will be far more disappointed by what happened to them. They were in an advantageous position. They were even at 1-1 in the tie. They led 1-0 on the night, 2-0 on aggregate. They got clawed back and then they conceded a late goal from Memphis Depay in injury time and went on to lose on penalties and took some absolutely woeful penalties during that shootout. Last season's Champions League finalists will be very, very angry at what happened to them and they'll be looking for a huge bounce back here. Now, I would have said before this game that Inter Milan were probably going to become a scary pick in the league moving forward because they have a huge lead, much like Napoli had a huge lead last season. And Napoli began dropping points towards the end of the season because their focus shifted. There was no longer a need to put in a 100% effort. And they were distracted by trying to get into the Champions League final. Because if you remember, there was one very weak side of the draw last year and one very strong side of the draw last year. And some would argue that might be the same this year with Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, Man City and Arsenal on one side, and PSG, Barcelona, Dortmund and Atletico on the other side, although not as significant as last year. So Napoli really fancied their chances of getting to the final and they exited the competition instead. So in this situation, before they exited, I would have thought Inter Milan at some point would have had a dip in form and taking them at these short prices would have been more scary. This isn't that spot. Inter Milan are now out of the Champions League. They return home a wounded animal and they're coming up against the Napoli team that just can't find any momentum. I thought they were having a new manager bounce when they took on this new manager, but once again, they are moving in the wrong direction. They had a short little bounce, a great home win at home to Juve, a thumping win away to Sassuolo. Then suddenly they were held at home to Torino and they exited the Champions League by being comfortably beaten by Barcelona. I don't see much more resistance here from Napoli. I see an angry Inter Milan picking up a win here in this one. Obviously, the 8-13 might be too short for some of you. Therefore, we can tack on over 1.5 goals, just like we did for the Roma game. That one moves you up to 10-11 minus 110 here for this one. Inter coming to this one, having won 18 of their last 20 league games. Prior to that loss to Atletico, this team were an absolute machine. They've also won 9 straight at home, while Napoli, they travel poorly. They lost to Barcelona in midweek. They've lost 4 of their last 7 Serie A away games and have only won 1, and that came against second bottom Sassuolo, as we mentioned, by 5-1. But Sassuolo are an absolute dumpster fire at the moment. Additionally, Inter have scored at least 2 goals in 7 of their last 9 home games, so tacking over 1.5 goals does seem like a safe way to go. Therefore, we are going to take Inter Milan with over 1.5 goals tacked on at the price of 10-11 minus 110 for our selection here for this one. Before we move on with the lock on this show, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can start betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. Closing out with your lock on the show, I could honestly double lock this show because I cannot separate between AS Roma and over 1.5 goals and Inter Milan and over 1.5 goals. I really cannot choose between the two. The Scamessa Italia record has been damaged recently. The lock record has been damaged recently. We went on an incredible 10-1-1 run and our lock record sat at 18-6-1. And we've now lost 4 straight locks. So I want to put that right. So why don't we go with the double lock? It's a rarity. And it's mainly because I just cannot separate these two selections. Roma are an absolute machine at home. As I mentioned when I was breaking down the game, Roma have won 9 of their last 11 Serie A home matches. And they're coming up against an absolute dumpster fire of a team in Sassuolo, who are particularly poor away from home. They come into this one having lost 6 straight away games and they fail to score in 5 of those games. Whilst Roma, they are averaging 2.5 goals per game in their last 10 at the Stadio Olimpico in Serie A. So Roma with over 1.5 goals tacked on, you can actually find that at 7-10. So the best price on that one is 7-10. So that's going to be your first lock. And your second lock, same selection, Inter Milan with over 1.5 goals also tacked on. Both of these win. If your team wins and they win by any scoreline other than 1-0, that's a winning bet. So that may be might be an easy way to look at it. Inter Milan, they are a machine. They've won 18 of the last 20 league games, including each of the last 9 at home. Whilst Napoli, they've been awful this season. They're getting no bounce from all of these new managers. And ultimately, I see this being a huge bounce back spot for Inter Milan. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.